back, beginning over here. Please could you inform me with us, the world, some ideas on how we could be more credible within this space. Let's get some ideas here, please. If you share three, and then we're going to go one back, good pair, all the way back. So we're going to go around this way. So if you share three ideas, and then you share three on the background.
We've got one idea.
Okay.
Is that right? And then maybe we can add like why we've only got one idea. But all right. So Anna could come across as more credible if she can demonstrate that she's done positive practical work in pedagogy.
Okay. That's good, please.
Yeah.
Sure.
We were also saying.
Yes. Can we be heard?
We're also saying that there isn't really a need for more credibility. It's just that the nature of the space itself gave her enough credibility in our eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go, please. Okay, why the
hell? I wear glasses.
Yeah. Glasses? Okay. The clinical non-expression.
Machine gun.
Okay.
Did you say machine gun?
Machine light.
Machine light.
And then the other group. Did you have anything else? No. Okay. Yeah, how could we make Anna more credible?
Okay. Eric, I said snacks.
What?
Snacks? Okay.
Snacks.
Could you explain that one?
People get hungry. Another snack or so. I'll sing about myself.
Okay. To continue.
Does anyone say
eye contact when you engage to be more engaging in the classroom?
Okay.
Keep your hair the same.
Keep up with the confidence. That the activities lead to something as well. So if we do certain activities, that we make sense of them afterwards, that they really are good in place.
We found it very difficult. So we looked at like what should we not be doing?
Yeah.
So for example, too much swearing, or too much repeating yourself, or insulting.
So, Mustafa and Solomon, I came up with six. So, the first one is to demonstrate your qualifications first. And following from that, what publications you have in this field. then you said teaching experience, that I personally sense you do have some, even though I don't know personally, but I sense you have some teaching experience. Four, this is Mustafa's suggestion, that in some cultures, dress is very important. I thought someone's aura is very important, whereby kind of credibility, sincerity, knowledge, integrity kind of shines through. And the other one, and someone said about creating distance, not being our friend.
Yeah, we also saw kind of the interesting credibility in this space and RDS credibility in general in other places. But because we found we were speaking very enough credibility, but I guess another thing would be providing credentials and stuff that you've done before and to kind of pay attention to you.
Association of other organizations. Is that it?
So pretty much what everyone else said. But you need to demonstrate that you have abundant experience in what you're doing. You have the qualifications, and also we thought body language is important. And, you know, teachers have to be like, confident and demand. They have to be authoritative and not be pushovers, I guess. So they need to have a certain command.
And I just would say that we also had a difference between what experiences we've had of people that we thought were credible and what we wanted from like a facilitator. So we were, kind of this dilemma between the two.
Okay, thank you. I just want everybody, we're not going to take those too far, but we want you to reflect on the things that you have there. And again, to look at the discrepancy between what we might want, what we might desire, and what's actually here before you right now. The purpose of that task, it was to look at feeding off the Bugatti prank. If you looked on the email or the session overview, one of the themes that we had in the conception of self was to do with authenticity. Also, he doesn't actually... Who doesn't have sheets that hand out zero? Who doesn't have? Okay, that's fine. Well, here it looked at under the conception of the self, which is what this module, this part is about. Themes of identity, authenticity, authority, and another themes of coloniality, empire, maths, and then a couple other stuff. That exercise was to go into these ideas of what we want of others, but also to deal with how the things that are actually inside our heads come and program us to actually expect certain things in and of themselves. For instance, in this clip, not this one, the one prior, we don't necessarily know what's going through that female's mind prior. However, a situation comes along, and this situation makes a demand upon you. And oftentimes, you can respond to that situation in a way you did not plan, or in a way that you did not expect. And in a like way, I like to compare that to the whole colonial enterprise. Now, how do we make this wild comparison? Well, when we see different cultures that are there, let's say content or with a degree of harmony, and then people come along to their shores and offer or make these propositions to them or make suggestions, these things play on their minds. And at the same time, they might come to desire or want these other things that have been shown to them. They were fine before. However, it's presented in such a way that now their sense of self, it's almost as if it's altered. Or within a specific moment, things are changed. And so who they are is no longer who they are. That person that they are ceases to be and they become someone else as a consequence of this interaction. And because of that, if people are following this as well, this is why we wanted to look at the themes of authority. How did the colonial system, the colonial enterprise, come to take precedence over the systems that were already in place? So whilst we've done these three, we've done two activities, I'm going to do one more and then go into a few more stuff before we break. I'm sure you need to get out. Well, these three things that we've done, if we looked at the map, i.e. list in the last 10 years, and why I did that is to look at the way in which popular culture might interact with your own sense of being, with your own self. For instance, when I looked at the map of the last 10 years, what I put in was songs that were number one. Because based on what song that was number one, I know exactly where I was and what I was doing, literally. I also looked at things like World Cups. Based on, because I work backwards, I'll say, okay, when was the World Cup? Okay, that's what I put in that year. I don't necessarily know what I was doing, but I put that event in that year. Things of that nature, because that's how I could almost reconstitute myself within that time. I might not necessarily have a memory of it. However, based on what was going on there, that's how I was able to identify myself. And we dealt with the Bugatti clip, so I'm going to do one more thing based on the boxing. However, that's going to be this one, briefly. First, I need to ask, who managed, I'm going to ask you again, I know I asked before, but who managed to look at the boxing, how to score? Did anyone manage to look at that? Can we get a show of hands? A show of hands. Okay, how many people could it get? Five? Five. Four. Okay. Do you feel you can share how to score if I was to break up? If not, I'll just do it myself. You feel confident? Yes, no? No? Okay. Okay, this is fine. Don't forget, you were not obliged to do these things. This is very much just, we're just hitting the ground, running like that. How you score a boxing match? Because I'm going to show you something, and based on the little information that you have, I'm going to ask you to make the most out of that. I'm going to ask you to score something based on that. And why I do that is because, well, that will make sense afterwards. Well, first, you need to understand how to score a boxing match, okay? A boxing match is going to be 3 minutes. How you score it is based on... Let's step this side now. How you score a boxing match is based on three things. Aggression, and you might not write this down or you might remember it, but aggression, i.e. who is going towards the other person? Who is initiating the action? Generalship, by that, who is in their element? Who knows what they're doing? For instance, you might be making the other person miss. But just to show that you're in control. So there's aggression, and then there's generalship. And then the final thing, anyone who did it, remember? Is, what's that? Yeah, clean punches. Not how heavy it hits, but just the fact that you are making clean contact with the people. And the boxing motif, there's something that's going to come up again throughout these sessions. So based on that, can we get those three things again summarized? This is your preschool stuff, I know. Can we get those three things summarized?
Aggression.
Generalship. And clean punches.
Clean punches.
So we are going to ask you to score this one.
General, as in
army, military.
General.
Who's in control? You could be aggressive, but you're not in control.
Somebody's coming.
Okay.
Let's wait for them to answer.
Yeah, let's have a good, clean, professional fight. Okay, a little higher. I'm not going to call that low. Let on the bell, okay? Let's have a good, clean fight. Touch them all and come off the bell.